Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. The extreme 2012 U.S. drought, considered by many scientists to be partly due to human-driven global warming, has been devastating across U.S. farmlands, but was particularly so for 10 central Midwest states, reports Allison Kenward at Climate Central. Of those 10 states, 7 of them are red, or Republican-dominated states, electing leaders that often do not believe in human-driven climate change, nor want to cut carbon emissions to slow climate change. The 7 states are Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Indiana. Other states were Colorado, Illinois, and Iowa. The drought affected 80% of U.S. farmland. Corn crops were especially damaged, but so also were soy and sorghum harvests. Hardest hit was Kentucky, with yields 50% below normal, followed by Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana, with losses a third below normal. In Colorado and Nebraska, where most crops are irrigated, far fewer acres of planted corn were even harvested in 2012. Overall, crop-related farm income was not down substantially in 2012, since scarcity drove up crop prices and record government insurance payouts helped offset drought-related profit losses. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.